In Hong Kong, activists have been rallying in support of Edward Snowden outside the American consulate, but support for the former NSA contractor is by no means universal. Snowden reflected on his status as a whistleblower in an interview with The Guardian.
They're typically maligned. You know, it becomes a thing of these people are against the country, they're against the government, but I'm not. I'm no different from anybody else. I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, this is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide.
So is Snowden a hero or a traitor? It's a question Slate's Emily Bazelon has been chewing on, and she joins us now. Hi, Emily.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So out of curiosity, this morning I looked up the word whistleblower in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and I was very surprised to learn that its first known usage was only back in 1970. So this is kind of, in the grand scheme of things, a relatively recent tradition.
That's so interesting. I think that makes sense in that in previous generations, there obviously have been people who came forward, but the expanse of the federal government and state governments, too, I think provide many more opportunities for people to worry about government overreach. And so perhaps that's why the modern usage dates from the 70s.
And what is the proper legal definition of whistleblower as we know it today?
Well, according to the Federal National Whistleblower Protection Act, which was passed in 1989, whistleblowers can reveal fraud or misconduct as long as they're reporting something that's illegal, and as long as they don't work for either the National Security Agency or the CIA. In other words, if you have, you know, access to a lot of classified information and you're in one of what the government considers its most sensitive intelligence agencies, then you're not entitled to any of the legal protections for whistleblowers.
So Edward Snowden doesn't really seem to count on several fronts as a whistleblower, does he?
I think that's the debate. Under federal law, no, he does not count. He's not going to be entitled to those protections. And I think he knows that and has said that he came forward expecting to be punished. The broader philosophical question of whether he has done more good than harm here and how to think about his role, I think that isn't something you can answer legally. That's really up to all of us and how we take in what he's done.
Well, and I think part of that has to do with the perspective of time, which we'll talk about in a moment. But first, let's put this in a bit of context. Can you give us a couple of examples of some other well-known whistleblowers?
I think the most famous and probably important whistleblower in our modern times is Daniel Ellsberg. He had top security clearance during the Johnson administration and made a decision to release the documents that we call the Pentagon Papers, which really revealed that the Johnson administration's basis for going to war in Vietnam was based on lies and deceit. And Ellsberg first tried to go to several senators with what he discovered. He wanted them to actually put the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record. But they refused. And then when that happened, he went to the press, and the Washington Post and the New York Times famously published those documents.
And of course, there were many folks at the time not too happy about that. Let's listen to President Nixon and his take on Daniel Ellsberg.
Well, the point is that the Ellsberg case, however it comes out, is going to get all through this government among the intellectual types and the people that have no loyalties, the idea that they will be the ones that will determine what's good for this country. That's right. God damn it, they weren't elected, and they're not going to determine it that way.
Ellsberg was eventually tried under the Espionage Act, but we seem to overall as a country remember him in a very positive light. Why do you think that is?
Well, he was not convicted. The judge threw out the charges against him because the Nixon administration just so terribly overreached. I mean, they pilfered through Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office looking for information to embarrass him with, and the judge said, for that reason and others, that he had to throw out all these charges. And so even though Ellsberg expected to go to prison for life, he said, and in the moment, I think what he did was incredibly controversial and polarizing. He has come down to us not as a convicted criminal, but as someone who was very prescient about the abuses of Vietnam. And so I think we tend to think of him as a hero.
As you write in your piece, there are plenty of times that whistleblowers have their own agendas. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, my own experience as a journalist with whistleblowers is they're often really obsessed with a piece of information that they feel passionately needs to be revealed and they understand the context for, but it's not necessarily immediately apparent to everybody else what the big deal is. And they're not always the best explainers. But the ones who are right, essentially, about the significance of what they're revealing are able to give the context that explains why this secret should be revealed and what it's really telling us that we didn't know before. So I think that's the trick for whistleblowers. It's to make that turn. And then the question always in evaluating the way in which they have decided to go against the strictures of their jobs, right, in revealing classified information, the way we evaluate that is basically whether we think that society is better off knowing what they revealed or whether it has done more harm than good.
Granted, we don't know yet what will eventually become of Edward Snowden or how he'll be perceived in the long run of history. But based on what you're seeing now, what do you see as the future of whistleblowers? Do you think his case will inspire more people in a position to do so, to speak up about things that they believe are wrong? Or might they shy away from doing so for fear of legal repercussions?
You know, that's such an interesting question, because rationally speaking, it would seem like there should be a big chilling effect right now. Bradley Manning, who is the former Army private who leaked massive amounts of information to WikiLeaks, he is on trial. He's already pled guilty to charges that could put him in prison for 20 years. The government wants him to do more time. That's a really serious punishment, and you would think that would deter a lot of whistleblowers. But it didn't deter Edward Snowden, and there is a way in which people become folk heroes. And perhaps if you are an institutionalist, as Chris Hayes has put it, someone inside an institution who then changes your mind and becomes radicalized, maybe there is something about the mythology of these personalities and the incredible amount of attention they get that could actually be kind of a magnet for you.
Slate's Emily Bazelon, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.